Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my... I don't know.
Super?
Super? No. It's too simple.
Sexy?
Nope. That's not simple enough. That would take the whole podcast to describe why. No.
Let me count the ways.
With my hope-filled, brimmed... Nope, I got nothing. Sorry. That's just Frank.
Off to a strong start for 2016 here.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Got nothing. Yeah.
Good stuff.
This is what's to come in 2016.
Just
quality programming. like this intro.
Hello.
I hope to have made off the top of my head. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank
good.
You.
Have you been? Did you have a good New Year?
Sure. So far? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, good. 2015 was pretty rad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 2016 is I'm excited for a whole other year of podcasting.
Do we have any podcast resolutions to make better intros? That's my podcast.
Yeah, that should be yours.
That's fine. Yeah, this is a pretty low bar.
Yeah. I would like to start at least one more podcast this year.
You want to start another podcast?
I would like to start, yes.
So you want to do four podcasts?
What do you mean four?
Well, we have Beer with Geeks, and we have Supergirl TV Talk,
that's
and we
two.
Have Legends TV Talk.
Well, Legends
Talk.
TV Talk, you're right. Yes, that is true.
You do four podcasts.
That's more of a guest situation, but yes, I would like to.
But it's certainly a recurring guest, you know?
Yes, Legends TV Talk, the show about Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like Newman on Seinfeld.
Kind of,
it's like
yes,
a recurring
yes,
guest,
yes.
Yeah.
No, but I would like to do another one, yes. Doesn't have to be both of us. You don't have to be there if you don't want to, but I would like to, I personally
so many.
Would like to be on at least one more podcast that I'm in. I don't know yet.
You don't know.
But the resolution is to figure that out and launch one by the end of the year.
Wow.
That's the resolution. That's the resolution. You work on better intros, I'll work on another show.
Wow, okay. That's daring. I don't know if I can live up to that standard.
Just
coming up with
just
putting approximately 5 seconds worth of thought into what I'm going to say. To
well,
introduce you
that's that.
In our slightly themed topic show.
Well, what's all the wonderful
maybe
people?
Maybe you should learn to
maybe
use words
we should,
in the new year.
Maybe beer is what we should talk about.
Yeah, that's fine.
What you drinking?
I'm still working through your Harpoon Grateful Harvest Cranberry Ale. Because
nothing says New Year's like a Thanksgiving beer.
Exactly. It's been in your fridge
it's
for
true.
A while.
It is true.
And so I need to drink it because it expires in February.
Does it really?
Yeah, expires the day after Valentine's Day, I think.
Oh,
hold on. Expires 2/15/16.
That's so romantic.
Isn't it?
Oh, man.
Well, it's like red like your heart.
I know.
And so except that this beer is not red. It's pretty.
The label is. It's an amber ale. So there you go.
Yeah, yes, the color, the amber.
Amber.
Is the same color as red.
No, I'm saying it's not. You can stop trying to figure out what color it is. But the label is red.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Like your headphones.
Like my headphones.
Like, you know, I like red.
Okay.
I like blue.
Okay.
I like yellow.
Okay. You like primary colors, good for you.
I do.
Yeah.
I like when those three colors are put together and... I like characters that wear those colors.
Do you like them in animated fashions?
I do. That is
interesting.
Yep.
And what animated character in animated fashion wears those colors? Tell me more.
Red Tornado. The animated version of Red Tornado.
He does have
big,
red, yellow, and blue.
So that's what this podcast
God, my
is
whole
about.
World has been shattered. Not really shattered. It's really just been built upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been whisked away in a tornado and Twister.
It has. Mm. You know who stops Twisters?
Who?
Superman.
Oh, I thought... It's not the Wizard of Oz podcast?
Oh, I totally want to talk about the Wizard of Oz in the new year, but no, I wanted to talk. Well, you wanted to talk. We both wanted to talk about Superman.
Yeah. Superman the Animated Series.
Because this is the year of Superman.
This is the year of Superman. This
This is the year of Batman v Superman.
Yes, Dawn of Justice.
And so we're starting strong with starting off with some Superman.
Yes.
And then we'll do some Batman. And then maybe we'll throw in some Wonder Woman and Lex Luthor.
Wonder Woman.
Doomsday. And
Aquaman.
Aquaman. You know, so there's so much Aquaman stuff out there.
We have to do a cover of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire with names of DC characters. Wonder Woman,
oh my
Batman,
God, you
want to
do it now?
Superman,
I'm not ready for this.
Yeah. Aquaman, Luther, Doomsday,
Red Tornado. oh my God,
not right now. So,
Green Lantern. You started throwing in like real DC characters. I was almost like Green Lantern, Jeff Johns. I was like, wait, no,
Jeff Johns.
Very meta sometimes. Yeah. I'm sure he's shown up in a book. You know, at one point,
Billy Batch and Shazam.
Oh, that's good. Great Wizard Black Adam. There's one day
we didn't start the crisis.
It was you could always keep some of it the same. It was always burning since the monitors turned. No,
we'll figure it out. We'll workshop this, guys. Superman the animated series, right?
Yes, that we're talking about. I don't even know anymore.
Whoops. This is good beer.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Superman the animated series. Okay, seriously though, one of my absolute favorite like superhero properties ever.
Superman the animated series specifically.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Kids WB.
Kids WB, late
90s. 96 to 2000. I'm just like a sponge for this.
You know it. Yep.
Useless knowledge such as this.
I've told the story before. I know I've told it on Supergirl TV Talk. I'm pretty sure I've told it on this podcast as well, but I remember sitting there on a Sunday night in 1996.
Oh, yeah.
Watching
absolutely
the premiere for this show.
Me too. This was my first... This is yours and mine, I think, first Bruce Timm premiere this way.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I didn't watch mm-hmm. the premiere of Batman the Animated Series when mm-hmm. it was live. I was too young for that.
I don't think I watched any of Batman the Animated Series before this show.
Like, I did.
Until after the show had already started.
I did, but I think I was actually... I'm a bigger Batman fan, but this show yes. I watched more religiously than Batman
okay,
the Animated Series. I don't know why. I just thought, this one's a little bit more geared towards kids.
It is.
It has a little bit more... It has just it's just a little bit more action oriented. It's a little
yes,
more like here's this space alien, here's this monster, here's this thing. Yeah,
Batman the Animated Series definitely is good for kids, fine for kids. You know, it's not like you know
what it's really meant for,
but it's very much for adults who are Batman fans. You know, it's we're not talking like oh like the Dark Knight animated movie that's really just for you know like or even the Doomsday animated movie. We're talking like. It's definitely for good for both, but there's a lot there for adults.
Yeah.
Superman the Animated Series is definitely good for both, but there's a lot there for kids.
Yeah.
Right? A lot more action, a lot more, like, very kind of Silver Age-y in some ways.
Yeah, well, like when Mr. Spidlick shows up,
yep.
which is one of my favorite episodes.
Great episode.
Yeah. I was thinking when we decided we were going to talk about this.
Yes.
I was running through just in my brain, like, what are some episodes that I like?
Sure,
just remember without mm-hmm. even going back to watch the show. That was one of the first episodes mm-hmm. that I thought, like, that popped into my brain, like Mr. Pitlick just pops
yes.
into places because Superman shaves with his heat vision in front of the mirror.
Yes. Yes, that's true. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's what the show did really well. It does these, like, these tiny little character moments, like,
yes.
well, this is maybe how Superman would shave. Doesn't draw attention to it. Doesn't do anything. This is just this is character growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you call how a character shaves character development per se,
but it's a little character moment that makes him a little more real.
Yes,
right. Even in a cartoon show, it makes him a little more real.
He does have to shave like a real boy.
So that was in the Mrs. Spidlick episode.
Yeah,
I didn't remember that. I remember mm-hmm. that moment. I remember that episode, but I remember them being
Cal Tipsy Zeb.
Cal Tipsy Zeb. Yeah. Gilbert Gottfried is such a perfect Mrs. Spidlick. Like, whenever I read a Mrs. Spidlick story or anything, or even see the character, I hear Gilbert Gottfried's voice.
Well, like Batman the Animated Series, this show hammers home quite a bit of this is the voice that you hear in your head.
Tim Daly,
mm-hmm. Who we know somebody who knows Tim Daly. We've talked about this before.
You're gonna have to remind me
the face that you're giving me. I have a friend.
You have to remind me
who's
later.
An actor,
okay,
who went to school, who was in school at the same time as Tim Daly.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Right. I'll come back to me now. Yes.
Yeah. And so there's a lot. It's a very small acting world. Yes. And so, yeah. If only they were Biffles.
I know.
But.
Or Facebook friends even, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
No.
Anyway. Yeah.
Tim Daly. Clancy Brown.
Dana Delaney.
Dana Delaney.
Who until very recently still had Lois Lane as her Twitter avatar. That's what a connection she has to that character, that she until very recently still had.
I didn't know that.
Her Lois Lane.
Good for her.
As her Twitter avatar. She just only recently changed it. That.
Well, this was not her first. This was not her first rodeo into this show. She played Andrea in Batman: Mask of the Phantasm.
Yes.
The movie. That was her first.
So she had worked with, you know,
Andrea Beaumont.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. She had worked with the crew already, and had her foot in the door, and that's probably how Andrea Romano ended up hiring her for this, casting her for this job. Wow. Yeah. She was actually. Dana Delaney is one of my favorite Lois Lanes. Even putting her up against any live action Lois Lanes, I like her better than a lot of other Loises.
She's my favorite Lois. Yeah. I mean, people who are voice actors or people who are voice actors on television shows have the benefit of being the quote unquote, like, this is the voice I hear.
Yes.
Or this is the best representation of the character, because they don't have to look like the character.
That's right.
They just have to sound and act like the character. Mm-hmm. And so, like Kevin Michael Richardson played the Joker, looks nothing. Right. You couldn't even come close to looking like the Joker. Like the build, his build. He's a huge man. Mm-hmm. It is not the build of the Joker, but he can do a really good Joker voice, and that's the difference. Dane Delaney. Looks like Lois Lane.
She could absolutely play
a live action Lois Lane. Could. Tim Daly in his younger days
could have played a Superman. Yeah. Could have.
Clancy Brown could have played. Still could play Lex Luthor.
Still could.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going around.
Shave his head. He could absolutely play Lex Luthor.
Michael Ironside could have played Darkseid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, still could, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I don't care if
like in a Berlanti-verse way.
He's actually Captain Cold's dad in the Berlanti-verse.
I know that. But I'm saying the way that, like, spoilers, if you haven't watched Supergirl in the last several weeks, the way that, like, Martian Manhunter looks on Supergirl, like, if they did that with Darkseid and have just his face be, you know what I mean? Like, Michael Ironside could totally pull that off.
Yeah.
Totally.
100% with you. Oh, yeah, Michael Ironside, that voice.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Pipes of a demon angel.
I know. Michael McDonald as Metallo.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
You want to talk about people who, like, in this universe who look nothing like their character?
Michael McDonald. Yeah.
Or Ed Asner.
My God.
As Granny Goodness.
Right. Yeah.
And that really is more Justice League, I guess, than it is Superman the Animated Series.
No, he was in Superman the Animated Series.
I can't remember if it started there.
It's more Superman the Animated Series than Justice League.
You know, I watched those shows. I binged on Superman the Animated Series, Justice League, and Justice League Unlimited back-to-back-to-back at one point in college. So a lot of the episodes, they blur. That's where I watched the most of this show, actually.
All a blur. Yeah.
Most of my memories from this show, because when I was a little kid.
Cut that quote from Batman Returns.
Yeah.
Thanks for knowing. I said the word blur, and I was like, you know exactly where I'm going.
My mind goes two places. It goes, it's all a blur.
Smallville.
But also goes the red, blue blur.
Yeah.
I watched this show a lot as a kid on Saturday mornings, right, on Kids WB. But I remember it more as an adult watching it in college when I binged. That really was where most of my memories come from, because that's when I was actually able, like, old enough to, like, really appreciate it and understand it more on an adult level. That's where I actually remember more of it from that. I remember the premiere night really, really well, and everything else is all a blur. And then as an adult, I watched a lot of it. So, like, yeah, well, I mean, so we talked about the Mrs. Pitalic episode, which is also the episode where I cemented in my mind how to pronounce
Mrs. Pitlick.
Because he, like, actually... Because
he
demonstrated it out.
Yeah, he spells it out phonetically. Yeah. Also, how to say it backwards.
Kiltepsi-Sam!
Yeah, which is easier to say.
Oddly.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said that you thought that the Darkseid and the New Gods and everything was being Justice League and
yes.
Justice League Unlimited. They very, very rarely show up
yeah.
in those shows.
I guess like War World and all that stuff also happened in Superman, didn't it, with Mongol?
No,
was that
Mongol was see, Justice yeah, League.
I get confused.
Yeah,
see, I get confused.
I watch these very segmented. Like, I okay. knew, like, I can tell
yeah, you watch
exactly.
them separate times. And
I watched them at separate times. Yeah. I didn't binge yeah. them the same way. Like, right. I have binged them in the past, certain, but after seeing them on air.
Yeah.
So I can
so
tell
you. Have
you,
that definition in your mind of where I, one show was.
Yes, and, yeah, I yeah. can also... And I can also tell the slight differences in animated styles.
I can. If I was watching it right now, I could probably tell yeah. you, like, this is from this show or that show.
Right.
But in retrospect, in my memory, having watched three shows, one after the other after the other,
it's all going to...
It kind of runs together.
Yeah. Well, if you have any questions, I'm here to answer them.
Remember the Flash episode where they, like, Superman and the Flash...
the Weather Wizard.
And Weather Wizard.
Yeah. Who went on to play that guy whose name I can't remember, but he went on to play John Jones, the Martian Manhunter, in Justice League New Frontier.
Oh.
It's the same. Miguel Ferreira.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
nice.
The same. Ah, that came out of...
that was Weather Wizard.
That was a Weather Wizard in that episode. And it is ambiguous as to what Flash it is, too. Mm-hmm. It does not tell you.
Mm.
But assume... Now, interesting.
Yep.
Because they all take place... They're supposed to all take place within the Timverse, really.
Yes.
That's not really even established until you get to Justice League.
That's right.
Really
that's
when
really
when
that becomes a thing.
Or when Batman went from Fox Kids to Kids WB.
Mm.
That's really when it mm-hmm. started to have this big connected universe.
Yes.
But... I think that's Barry Allen in The Flash, and then it's definitely Wally West in Justice League.
We know it's Wally West in Justice League.
Yeah, we know
League.
For
yes,
a fact,
yes,
but
yes.
I think that's supposed to, like, I think it's just a different voice actor, and even, like, his style and the way that he talks. He's mm-hmm. kind of a jerk in it.
So
actually,
you think
beginning.
It's Barry and Superman?
Well, maybe it's not, because he's kind of a jerk, but...
Wally is more of, like, the, yeah.
Yeah, but in my mind, I just like to think that, like... That's Barry.
Yeah.
And then you get Wally later on. That's
yeah, yeah.
kind of exciting to me. Just like Hal shows up in Justice League and like a quick point where the time skips episode. And he's like, Hal Jordan, Green Lantern of 2814. I'm caught up.
Yeah.
yeah. There's this show introduced a lot of concepts of Superman to me.
Oh, okay.
That I wasn't really. Well, I mean, as do the animated shows, but so much that, like, when you then all of a sudden go back and read the comics, you're like, but wait, like, isn't Brainiac and, like,
Brainiac's like a computer system, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except wait, he's an alien from another planet completely? What?
Right. Well, Brainiac's comic history is very muddled.
Yes,
it's
it is.
All over the place. And so, if anything, Bruce Timm and Paul Dini pulled, and Alan Burnett pulled, like, the core of what Brainiac is
yes.
and made him work, I think, a lot better than I think the comics ever have.
I agree.
Really.
I like that origin story a lot better.
Yeah.
I was introduced to Brainiac through the show also.
Yes. Actually, I wasn't.
Oh.
I wasn't. There's an old Filmation Superman cartoon that was about... I think this is called The Adventures of Superman, something like that. And Brainiac is in that, but he's got his like his little pink polo shirt on.
Is that the Ruby Spears series?
Yeah, and he's he's got his pink polo shirt on.
Yes.
And like, that's stupid.
I used to own that on DVD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That came out on DVD a couple of years ago. They're officially like remastered
this
and everything.
Ruby Spears.
I don't know what else it would be.
Yeah.
yeah. So that I have seen.
We used to rent it from Blockbuster a lot.
I got it. But I hadn't seen it yet at that point. So this was my first exposure to Brainiac. And I thought for a couple of years until I read a Brainiac story in comics, I thought that was the definitive story. I was like, oh yeah. So Brainiac is like if Windows 98 came alive and took over, that's what Brainiac is. That was my explanation for it at the time. That's like the origin that makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, me too.
I love that premiere. That 3-part premiere is so good.
You spend so much time. You spend the whole first episode
on Krypton.
You know what? Actually, that's funny. What I felt really took from that was Man of Steel. We spent
absolutely
really long time on Krypton, and it's this. You know, this Jor-El that's on the planet Krypton. You know, none of that.
Yeah.
It's like
no,
hard hitting, like jumping all over the place, acrobatic. Jor-El,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
so when I love that Jor-El,
right? Me too. And so when I watched Man of Steel, and everyone was like, "Oh my god, this is not the Jor-El of my comic book," and I'm like, "But it's the Jor-El of the animated mm-hmm. series. Mm-hmm. This is who he. Yeah, this is high hitting, jumping, adventuring Jor-El. This is the Indiana Jones of Krypton.
Yeah.
You know, or the Reed Richards of Krypton.
Yeah,
you know,
yes,
or,
Reed Richards is a great comparison.
Yeah, that's what you know. I would. Oh, that's a show I want to watch.
Fantastic Four done that way.
No, well, yes, but yeah, actually, true. That, yes. But I would watch a show about like high adventures of Jor-El on Krypton.
Oh, well, there's that
no,
sci-fi.
Yeah, but that's not.
Oh, but it's like 2,000 years or something.
It's like his great grandparents or something like that. And it's like, yes, they're all going to, you know, like that's fine and political intrigue and blah blah blah. I guess it could work, but
trade negotiations sounds like a great idea for a sci-fi series. Yeah.
What's that from? That's
I'm talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, no, I know, but okay. I just read something where there's a weird joke about that.
I don't know. I was just saying it on my own.
And now I can't remember what it is. It's either Oh, it's the relaunch of the Guardians of the Galaxy book that Bendis is doing at Marvel, where spoilers for this issue, which is a couple back already, but Peter Quill is in the comics. For those of you who just saw the movie, his father is the emperor of a planet called Spartex, and the book picks up where he has taken his father's place as emperor. I'm not spoiling the movie for anyone because James Gunn said he's not doing that. So he said they're doing something totally different for his father. So, but his inner monologue is like trade negotiations. This is really boring. like something like that. It's such a Phantom Menace nod.
That's
so funny. You would think it would be interesting, but it's not.
It's not.
Out of those, Superman the Animated Series had this weird like. It's not. It's like an Art Deco. Technology,
yes,
and yeah, it like took
like
it a
computer
step
screens,
further.
The computer screens on
like a weird
in Metropolis,
DOS. Yeah,
are yes, like they're like
green screen DOS, yeah.
Yes, like the green text and a black background. But then the monitors themselves are like not just rounded corners; they're like oval shaped almost.
Yeah,
like,
they're like the old the colored Macs,
kind of. Yeah. The iMacs,
but thinner.
But yeah, I mean, the screen itself is like an oval shape instead of like.
And it's connected to the keyboard, if I remember correctly. It's all like one piece.
Like an iMac sort of. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Like the original iMac, yeah. They're really, they go for this like Art Deco aesthetic that I really like for Metropolis.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It's a nice homage to the era in which Superman was created.
Like, it's a slightly updated Fleischer.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. It's not as fluid.
No. It's not. The animation is not the same quality.
No, it's not. It's a different style, even. But I mean, like the Batman the Animated Series, the early episodes, the first couple of seasons, the first three seasons are more Fleischer than Superman the Animated.
It was a direct.
Series.
Bruce Timm will say it was an inspiration.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Right. But it's almost like Fleischer brought into the late 20th century.
Kind of,
it's got that like Metropolis style, and by Metropolis style,
you mean the movie
the silent movie Metropolis.
Right,
I said it and I was like, that's going to be confusing really quickly. It's not going to work. Yeah. Shoot. Wow. That's what it goes for. But this is really interesting. It's like it's got a classic Jimmy Olsen and Perry White. And even when Batman guest stars, and I always remember the nice interaction when that three-part World's Finest crossover.
Yes.
And Batman's battling Lex Luthor's robot.
Yes.
And he falls into the Daily Planet, and Lois is the only one working, and he falls in, and he gets, and he stands up and goes, "Let me guess, you're the only one here." I don't know why it sticks with me that way, but it's like classic. It's like right on the money.
What other great like crossover appearances happen, or like other heroes appearing and other villains?
Superman had way more than Batman ever had.
Right.
Batman he had like Zatanna and stuff like that. But even that, like when she first shows up in that show, it's like she's a stage magician. She's not a real magician.
You're right.
She's not a witch or anything
like
that.
Right.
Um So Superman had the Flash. Yep. He had Batman. He had Dr. Fate.
Dr. Fate, that's right.
He had Dr. Fate, which I didn't like as a kid. I thought it was really weird, like all the dimensional beings.
Yeah, I didn't really get it as a kid.
I didn't either. I like Dr. Fate very much now.
Yep.
And this is a good introduction to the character, but it wasn't...
Yeah, for as a little kid who wasn't as familiar... I mean, for me, this was my introduction to most of these DC characters.
Right, exactly. It's even an introduction to things like the Fortress of Solitude. I'll never forget Dr. Hamilton. Superman brings Dr. Hamilton to the fortress after it's been hidden. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Hamilton's like, oh, you have your own Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah.
And he's like, Fortress of Solitude? But that, done. Yeah. That's what it's called. That.
That's okay. We're calling that from now on.
Yeah, but he's got like the zoo because of the collector, the keeper there. Yes. The two-part with Lobo. Mm. The main man.
I love Brad Garrett as Lobo.
Oh, he's so good.
Good.
I don't really like that character.
Not really.
He doesn't do it for me.
It's a very tame version of Lobo that show.
So tame.
Because like, I thought of Lobo.
The Space Pope Lobo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's 52.
Yeah.
Space Pope Lobo.
But I forgot about that. Lobo, because of that show, that again, my introduction to Lobo, so I was like, oh, man, like he's like a cool character. He's like not such a bad guy. Then I read Lobo in comics, and I was like, oh, he's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But they toned it down so much for the show that I didn't really get he was like a villain.
No, he's just kind of like this weird nuisance.
Exactly. He's like the pest.
Yeah, but he's not. He's not a good.
No, he's like not a villain.
Well, out of this show, what do you think the Preserver? That's his
Preserver.
Name, the Preserver. Who do you think was the best villains? You know, like out of the ones you were introduced to, because there's quite a few. So out of the like, you got Yeah, that guy.
Kiltipsy's
Zip. Yeah, thanks. I'm just going to call him Kiltipsy Zip. Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Parasite.
Yeah, OP Parasite, Parasite was pretty good. Livewire.
Live and wired. Jaxor and Mala.
Yes.
Because they didn't use Zod.
They didn't use Zod. They did Jaxor basically as Zod.
Yeah. Yes, they used Jaxor as Zod. That was very difficult for me to when I was a little young to like different to like okay you're basically Zod but Jaxor's also this
other this, like,
character. What actually helped me set that record straight?
Let me guess.
Go ahead. That you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm pointing at
the Kevin J. Anderson novel.
Yes. The Last Days of Krypton.
Yes. Yeah. Because when I read that book, I was like, oh, Jaxor, I remember him from the show.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. This is a good way of separating that out. Like, he did a really good job of blending continuities in a way that made sense, even though it was different. It was still like, okay, cool. I can compartmentalize this character and that character now and remember them as this and that. Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Great.
That was a great read. See, that's what I'd watch that show.
Oh, I'd watch that show.
To watch, like, you could get a couple of seasons.
I'd watch that movie.
I'd watch that show.
I'd watch that miniseries.
Yeah, that's what I want. There you go. Yeah.
I need to have a defined ending.
It's too... Well, yes, but I think the show could very much end on that. Like, like, you know, Gotham ends with him becoming Batman.
I'd prefer a miniseries. HBO miniseries.
Well, I don't want that book necessarily, but like that...
Okay, that
world environment. Because I kind of want the characters I already know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but anyway, that's another story. Yeah. So you have all of those. You have Titano...
Titano.
The giant gorilla.
I'm never crazy about Titano or Gorilla Grodd or any of those. Like those
Shut your face when you're talking
I'm
to me.
I'm not crazy about them. I'm not crazy about the talking animal villains. I'm not.
I love Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah.
Gorillas are scary.
Yeah.
As is. They will kill you.
But they're a little too Silver Age.
They're the most fearsome killer in the animal kingdom.
So are spiders.
Yeah.
And polar bears. Yeah. I would much rather... watch like King Kong, the original King Kong, or that's a good killer gorilla story.
Yeah.
Than Grodd and Titano, I just can't take them seriously. Mm-hmm. I have a very hard time taking them seriously. We had Toy Man. We had Darkseid.
Well, Toy Man, Darkseid, Bruno Mannheim.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Bruno Mannheim, Bizarro. Yeah, Bizarro.
That's right. I kind of forget that Bizarro's a villain sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, he's such a, like, he's like if the Hulk was goofier. Yep. Oh, speaking of DC's Hulk, Solomon Grundy.
Solomon Grundy was animated, was Justice League.
Born on a Monday.
Yep. Volcana. Well, there was a. I think oh, she was yeah. made up.
I don't. Yeah, because I've never seen that character.
Yeah, I think she was like their Roxy Rocket or yeah, Harley yeah, Quinn, yeah. just like another mm-hmm. you know try to get it to stick kind of character. Yep. You know, Granny Goodness and all her little biddies. I don't know.
Yeah,
her Furies.
Femme Furies.
Her Furies. Thanks. There was one hero we forgot that guest starred. Green Lantern, Kyle Rayner.
Yeah. That's right.
It was the semi combination of Kyle Rayner and Hal Jordan's and Hal Jordan. Origins, and Sinestro was the villain in that episode.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that well.
Because I remember Kyle just getting the ring and fighting mm-hmm. Sinestro, and he shoots like a liquid yeast substance at him, and Sinestro goes, "What?" And he's like, "You ever get chewing gum in your hair? Takes forever to get it out." I don't know why I remember that.
I don't remember that particular
that
gag,
particular
I'll be honest.
That particular gag. I don't know why I remember that one funny. Specifically. I want to say that I think Darkseid is the strongest villain out of all those. Maybe Lex Luthor.
I'm going to say Lex.
But
yeah, I think Lex.
I like Darkseid as villain more than Lex Luthor. And so I'm going to get to that because Darkseid does what Lex Luthor never can, and he changed the playing field of the Superman anime. So somebody died on
That's
the
right.
show.
That's right.
That's Detective true. Turpin, Dan Turpin, died after, you know, up to the Apocalypse Now two-parter and Darkseid is one and like all this different stuff. And he's got Superman basically crucified in the middle of the city.
Right.
And Dan Turpin like, you know, like throws some rocks and he shouts and he does all that thing. And then the new gods show up and Darkseid retreats. But he said, you know, like, you know, cherish your moment of triumph, Superman. But remember, victory has its price. And he uses his Omega beams and it goes right around Superman and zaps Dan Turpin.
Yep.
And that's basically the end of the episode. And that never happens. Never happened on Batman the Animated Series. Didn't happen. I mean, it happened in stuff like that happened to Justice League.
Justice League, yeah.
But that was the game changer.
Yes, it was.
And that's
it
why
was.
I give Darkseid that tip
right.
of the hat.
That is deserved. That is deserved. I think that the ongoing, you know, rivalry, enmity between Lex and Superman, though, in that show, like, he's the recurring villain. He is. That is, I think, probably the best depiction in, like, outside of comic books, the best depiction of the just, like, ongoing struggle between Superman and Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Oh,
I
absolutely.
Think that is the best version of it anywhere outside of a comic book.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't mention Metallo.
I did mention Metallo.
Did you mention Metallo?
I did.
I thought you said Paris. Okay. Never mind.
I said Paris. I just said Metallo.
Okay. Yeah. I missed Metallo. I guess I didn't. Didn't click for me. But that was my introduction to Metallo, too. And he was in the premiere also in that first, that three-parter.
Yeah, he was. That's right.
John Corbin. Yeah.
John Corbin was in that premiere.
And it was Malcolm McDowell who voiced him.
Oh, he was so good in that part,
like,
too.
Which, like, years later, when I saw Malcolm McDowell in something, I don't remember what.
And you were like, I know that voice.
I was like, where do I know that voice from?
Yeah.
And then years after that, someone was like, oh, yeah, that's Malcolm McDowell. I was like, oh, okay.
It all makes sense.
All coming together now. Yeah. But when Clancy Brown was on The Flash last season.
Yep.
I had a real hard time because I obviously know who Clancy Brown is, but I know him first as Lex Luthor. So when I saw him on The Flash, I was like, "This is real weird. This is real freaking weird."
Was on The Flash too, and that was weird for me. Yeah,
yeah,
it's the same. It's the same reaction where you're like, "Where Martin when Mark Hamill is
Mark
there.
Hamill?"
And you're like, "Actually, the Mark Hamill's been on a few times."
Yes,
So, so Clancy Brown was on for a few episodes.
Yep, he was.
Yeah,
yep.
I think Michael Ironside just gets the one. Because it's just this season two.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
But, man.
When he was on Smallville, same thing. Like,
He was General Lane on Smallville, wasn't he? Yeah.
So, and Lucy Lane was also in The Flash, and as his daughter, again.
That's right.
Isn't that weird? Like, the Lucy Lane from Smallville was Captain Cold's sister. Michael Ironside's dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they were father and daughter
again,
on both shows.
That's wicked funny. I didn't even know that.
Connections.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
cool, right?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They're starting to run out of people.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Do you have a favorite episode of this show? I mean, like, you know, because it all blurred together, but do you have one that's like, that's a good one?
I mean, it probably is that three-part premiere or The Apocalypse.
Yeah. Those are so good.
Yeah.
Mine, I think, is I can't remember what it's called, but it's the Batman Has Disappeared. And so Robin seeks the help of Superman, who dresses up like Batman.
As Batman, yeah.
To search for Batman, who is being taken by Brainiac?
I think it's Brainiac.
And it's a Superman episode in which they guest starred. But there's a scene in which Superman, dressed as Batman, like, does the Batman voice, and he's like, you know, you can change it. He's like, precise muscle control. I also have a pretty good ear. Don't do that again.
Oh, man, so good.
But he takes on the Riddler and Bane and I want to say...
I don't remember.
Scarecrow?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm going to say Scarecrow. No, the Penguin. Penguin. It's the Penguin. A Mad Hatter. It's like it's all the, something like that. But they do a whole big thing. And like, I'll just like... Like, because, you know, Bane is such, like, you know, like when Batman goes up against Bane, it's a big deal. But when Bane goes up against Superman, it's like, get out of my way.
Get out of
here. Not even interested in what you're selling.
Yeah.
And that's, that was awesome. That's such a great, and like, you're right. That's a great super spear to appear out of nowhere.
So that's your favorite episode.
I think it's one of the best ones because it's this fun play on, there's really no Batman in it, but it's Superman playing Batman, which is, it's fun to, like, watch him be. Try something different.
Yeah.
Like, if he wanted to be scary, this is him using his powers.
Exactly.
In a, to scare criminals kind of way.
Right.
And that's just a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. You're right.
Yeah.
It's a great choice.
Yeah.
Great choice.
I don't know. I have to go back and watch the show.
Me too.
The Apocalypse episodes are real good.
So good. I mean, like, I would highly recommend those to anybody who likes, like, any of the Timverse and who's, like, is familiar. You could watch those pretty much on their own as, like, a mini movie. If you know the Timverse already, that is. And that is.
Superman saves a plane. That's classic Superman. It's
classic Superman.
That's the beginning. He saves a plane and he fights the big robot.
Yep.
All of it. It's real good. The theme song is classic Superman, too.
Oh, man.
Superman, look in the sky. It is Superman.
Yeah.
It's got that classic 3-4. Oh, you know, man, I can say Superman in it. And,
that's so great.
Pretty sure it's on Amazon Prime to watch.
The show.
Okay. Pretty sure you can watch it on Amazon Prime. Because you can watch Batman the Animated Series there. I can imagine you can also watch Superman the Animated Series.
And Justice League was on Netflix for a while
Still is.
Yeah.
Still is on Netflix. Yeah.
But Superman, I think you're right.
Because Netflix has a deal with Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
But they were on Kids WB, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch some soon. Yeah. Sometime. When I have time.
When you have some time, yeah.
Yeah. So much to do. So little time. Mm. If only I was a being from the fifth dimension.
I know.
But you know what?
That's all right.
I can't find the fifth dimension, but you can find us on Facebook at Beer with Geeks, on Twitter at Beer with Geeks, at Gmail at Beer with Geeks, and all such other forms. You can find us on Satchel Media Player. Mm. You can find us on iTunes. Leave us a nice rating. You can leave us on the Overcast app. All such things. We appreciate all nice reviews and emails and tweets and all good things that you say to your friends and family about us.
Oh yeah.
Or find just a random person on the subway.
Yeah,
that's nice too.
Yeah, just tell a friend about us. We appreciate
the person in the barber shop. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Check out Supergirl TV Talk, our other podcast about Supergirl. If you enjoyed this super chat here,
indeed. You can also check us out on Legends TV Talk, in which we get together with the Flash TV Talk, Arrow TV Talk, and
Starkville Labs, House of L.
Yep, and so we're talking about the DC's Legends of Tomorrow on CW. And so we guest on that quite frequently, or we will be. So it's all good things for 2016.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, welcome to the year of Batman versus Superman, my friend.
So excited.
And by the year of Batman versus Superman, I mean like the 4 months of Batman versus Superman. Right. And then it'll be the year of Iron Man versus Captain America.
Yes.
And then we'll just go in that direction. So
sounds good. Before we know, it'll be the year of Star Wars all over again.
Yeah, it will be. Oh, yes. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, 2016 is a Star Wars movie coming
out. Yes, that's
what I mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we're just going to watch A New Hope over and over and over again because we're just like 1, 2, 3, and 4. Or 1, 2, 3 because there's no 4.
We'll watch The Force Awakens over and over again.
Yeah, we could do that. Mm. Let's do that.
Won't be long now before it's on video.
Yeah.
At some point.
What's 3 months since the release? December. So
yeah, it'll probably.
That's pretty good. Anyway, until then, cheers.
Cheers.
Clarify, not when The Force Awakens comes out, but until next week. Yeah. Just it's weird.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks.